For most people, God is very separate from sex. He might have created it, but, well, if they enjoy sex, they lock the door and they leave God on the other side. It's not just women that are challenged with this idea of integrating God into their sex life. Husbands have a hard time wrapping their mind around praying about sex. For a lot of men, sex has been vilified as this worldly thing that they need to control and battle against. And singles, they're given a bunch of black and white rules instead of us encouraging them to pray about their sex life and ask God about it and to thank God for their sexuality. But is it possible that we could integrate God into our sex life? It would not only help us embrace sex in marriage or navigate singleness, but it would actually give us a clearer picture of who God is. Do we believe that God is that passionate, that He wants us to have that much freedom? Do we believe that He is that extravagant, that raw, that He wants us to know, that He wants to know us that intimately? And so do we have the courage to connect God to an act that can feel so free and scary, in a scary sort of way? And so how do we integrate God into our sex life? That's a big part of class, because most men and women that come to class, honestly, God is not part of their sex life. It's separate. It's not something that they pray about. It's not something that they could imagine that God is there. And so we read, I'm going to read you this verse in Song of Songs. And this is from chapter 5, verse 1, and it's after their wedding night. And she says, this is her on their wedding night, "Awake, north wind, come, south wind, blow in my garden that its fragrance may spread everywhere. Let my beloved come into his garden and taste this choice fruit." And he says, "I've come into my garden, my sister, my bride. I've gathered my myrrh with my spice. I've eaten my honeycomb and my honey. I have drunk my wine and my milk." And then there's this little friends part that many people think is God speaking over them. And God says, "Eat, friends, and drink. Drink your fill of love." When we talk about this, a lot of the men and women, they're just like, "I can't imagine that God is over my bed saying, drink your fill." And why is that, right? How do we begin to believe that God not only created sex, but that He blesses it, that it's honoring, that it's holy, that it's like communion? How do we begin to believe that? How do we begin to integrate God into our sex life where we see it as this good thing that only comes from God? So a lot of what we do in class helps us with integrating God into our sex life. So that's, you know, sorting through some of those lies that we believed, the lies that come from so much silence around sex in the church that makes us feel like sex is dirty, or the lie that comes from watching, you know, struggling with porn that makes us feel like, oh, I know the porn's wrong, so all of this must be wrong. Or from the purity message of don't do those things, and we just start to think, well, I can't have too much freedom, I have to be limited in what I can enjoy, this is not a God thing, this is not a good thing, sex is to be controlled. And then even the fact that, like, the church can sometimes make sex into a bunch of black and white rules instead of about relationship. God is about relationship. And we need to handle our sexuality in the same way that we handle everything with God. We need to handle it in relationship with Him instead of just giving a bunch of black and white rules. We need to pray about things and ask about things. And so, can we believe that sex can be holy, that it can be spiritual, that it can even help us understand who God is? Right? That it is a taste of the Garden of Eden, a place where we can have moments where we feel completely naked and unashamed. And that sex can help us understand intimacy with God. What if we started thanking God for our sexuality and stewarding it and caring for it, just like we have to steward and care for our arm or our leg or our mind or our heart, any of those things? We have to understand God's design about sex. And if you haven't watched that video, I really encourage you to watch the mini course on God's design for sex and marriage, because I think it helps us to understand that sex is not just about satisfying hormonal urges. Sex is a powerful gift to unify us in marriage. But for singles, our sexuality is the thing that's constantly calling us into relationship, just like God is constantly calling us into relationship with Him. So I want to just maybe share just a few practical ideas for how to integrate God into your sex life. One is prayer. Like, we pray about everything else. We pray if we have a broken arm or we're going to a hospital. We pray about it. We even ask other people to pray about it. When was the last time that we prayed over a sexual struggle? Like, I'm having a hard time relaxing enough to stop worrying about the laundry during sex. Or I'm having a hard, or God help me to experience more freedom during sex. God, help me to stop believing those lies that sex is just for my husband. God, help me to slow down and stop worrying about whether I'm going to last enough, long enough during intercourse so that I can just be present with my wife and connect with her. And so, can we start praying about sex, not just by ourselves, but with our spouse, with our kids? Our kids are struggling with handling their sexuality. When was the last time we prayed with them about handling their sex drive, or whether they have a struggle with masturbation or lust or pornography? We have to invite God in to our sexuality through prayer. What about even praising Him after amazing encounters with our spouse? God, thank you for this gift. Thank you for this gift of connection that you give us. Just simple prayers. I think integrating God into our sex life is about our attitude, right? I mean, you can go to a worship service, and one person might have the experience of, well, that was good worship this week. And another person might have the experience of, wow, did you feel the Holy Spirit? The presence was thick. And so it is about our attitude and our openness to encountering God. Are you open to encountering God during sex? Are you open to the idea that the Holy Spirit could be present during sex? Are you open to the idea that God is blessing your union? Some people have sex to worship music. That might be a way that somehow you integrate God into your sex life. Some people have different biblical verses over their marriage bed, and they make their marriage bed this beautiful, special place where they encounter God, where they pray before bed every night, where they read their Bible, but also where they become one as husband and wife. And so kind of creating this, I don't know, this special place, you could say an altar of, this is where we worship God. And so I think that integrating God into our sex life is an important part of breaking open the conversation of sex, right? When we think about breaking up the open the conversation of sex, we think about talking about how babies are made with our kids, or talking about pornography, or keeping our young people from having sex until they're married. But how often do we talk about, okay, is God part of your sexuality? Are you praying about things? Are we praying about things with God? So I just want to encourage you. I think this is a stretch for a lot of people, but I think it's probably one of the most important things we do, is to integrate God into our sex life.